You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 130 of the Wisdom by Wessa show on the Horse Radio Network. This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbanks Coletti.
And this is Sophia Aguilar. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. Now that the exhibitor contract deadline has passed, Sophia, what's next for the WESA staff?
Amy and Jeff are actively working on the space assignment. And once that is complete, we can move forward with the directory and app listings. And I think I say this for every show, but the app listings are truly so helpful when looking for a company or a sales rep. So we're excited to put those out. And then we're also adding a new search option to filter by product category as well. So we're excited to add some more highlights to the app.
Sounds so exciting. What does that mean exactly for the buyers?
So that means that someone who is, for example, looking for tack and equipment can now scroll down to that category and find all the exhibitors of that category. It's actually even more precise than that. So if you're looking for English tack specifically, that will be a category option. So that means that planning ahead and meeting with the right people just got easier.
It seems like you guys are making consistent improvements to the app with every passing WESA trade show. Is that correct?
Yes. Thanks to the feedback that we get, we can make adjustments to suit the buyers best. And we are actually working on a few additional improvements or app projects right now. So stay tuned for those and download the WESA Trade Show app in the Android and Apple app stores in the meantime.
Dorfman Milano Hat Company brings more than 100 years of design and production experience and expertise to the Western hat industry. The firm's director of design, Casey Myers, joins us today to tell the storied history of that company. Casey Myers, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on the Wisdom by WESA show.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Mike.
I want you to give us a little bit of background. We've got the Dorfman side, we've got the Milano side. Not everyone who listens will know how they came together and what the current presentation is to the public. So why don't you put that all in perspective, and then we're going to dive a little deeper into your Western hat world.
Well, Mike, I guess time flies when you're having fun, because most people don't realize that Dorfman Pacific is 103 years old. And 20 years ago, they acquired Milano Hat Company in Garland. It's 41 years old in its own right. John Milano started the company back in 1983. He had been the president of Hatco for a little while and came on and built his own very new state-of-the-art factory here in Garland. And that's where I'm at today talking to you. And so we are merged now with a more than 100-year-old company. That's about it. We merged the two companies about 2 years ago, but the Dorfman side of the business is based out of California, and Milano and all of the Western things are here in Texas.
And your role is director of design, I believe. Talk a bit about where your responsibilities are for the Western hat side of the business.
Well, I am the design director for the Western side of the business, and we manufacture Larry Mahan and Justin hats. So I handle all of the raw materials, all of the styling and design. And, you know, you sometimes have to get down and dirty and go design the little stitching and the weaving on the bands themselves. You always want to create fresh new buckle sets that are either, you know, a shiny finish or an antique finish, three-piece buckle sets, maybe conchos. You have to appeal to a lot of different customers within the Western industry, whether he is the gentleman who wears his hat to town during the week or to church on Sunday, or the cowboy who demands a lot more of his hat and it has to be much more durable and efficient out in the elements. So across the board, I try to design things with various customers in mind.
Now, do you sit down all by yourself and kind of envision and sketch something out, or how does that design process work?
You know, I do sometimes. Sometimes just unexpectedly, you might see something and the light comes on. I have 19 years experience doing this job right here. So it comes a little easier to me than it may most. And at the same time, it might be a little difficult too, because I feel like we've done it all. So it is very difficult to reinvent the hat. You don't want to reinvent it. You just want to update it each season and keep in mind that history repeats itself. And so when you're accused of being a hoarder because you have horsehair bands or beaded bands that are completely out of style, just keep them, because they're going to be cool again in 20 years and they'll be twice the price.
Now, what would be the difference in terms of how you approach a design for, say, a Larry Mahan hat versus maybe a custom hat or a private label brand hat for someone else? Are there certain criteria and disciplines that guide what your choices are?
Yeah, absolutely. So Larry Mahan is a luxury brand. And it's so interesting to me, because in this day and age, I feel like Larry's legacy has missed a couple, three generations. There are some people who don't know who he is. And he was one of the best cowboys ever. And so in an effort to keep his legacy alive, we created a luxury brand for him. And that brand spares no expense. It is the highest quality fur felt hat bodies, either sterling silver or plated buckles, beautiful stones, fancy bands made from genuine leather. Lots of his straw hat bands have beautiful rawhide braiding around them. It's just very high quality because that customer is very conscious of quality. The Justin brand on the other side is geared towards a very high volume and large quantity. One of our biggest customers is Tractor Supply. So this keeps the wide variety of agriculture and Western lifestyle in mind. These are people who may work outside and need really tough hats for the elements, but they're probably going to go through a few each season, so they need to be affordable. So Justin, I make sure that whatever materials we use, there's a lot of them, but then also that they're very durable and very, very inexpensive at the same time. So that one's sometimes difficult. As far as private label, that depends 100% on the customer. Most times those are a joy to create because that customer has no dollar amount that they have to stay within. They tell us what they want. We tell them what it costs, and we're able to make really nice things. Some, on the other hand, they give us a dollar amount to work within, and then we know what we have to do there. You have to kind of work backwards. But that's kind of a summary of our brands and how they work.
What would be the difference in designing a hat, say, for Casey and other cowgirls, and a hat for guys?
Well, that's a little bit of a trick question, and it usually depends on who's asking me.
I'm asking you.
Well, since you're asking me, I'm going to tell you, I'll wear the same hat that you wear. I like just a good cattleman-shaped crown. I usually order mine in open crowns, and I shape them myself. I like a 4 1/4 inch brim, and that's basically what we have added into the Larry Mahan fall line that you'll see in stores this August. We added a great new cattleman with a 4 1/4 inch brim in a natural and a black color, and then we also added a higher quality open crown flat brim in our beautiful belly color that's almost ivory and also black, because that's always the best seller in the staple in the Western wardrobe. So for men, I mean, I keep it all pretty neutral, just because if it's a female and she wants something more feminine, she can add it to the hat after she buys it. And that's all part of showing your own style and you know, your hat being your statement. It says a lot about you, whether it's in the crease or extra jewelry or a feather you add to it.
Okay, Casey, what kind of hat do you like to wear when you ride X?
You always got to throw it to me like that. And you can't even pretend that you can't wear these hats. So it's like with jewelry, he'll throw it to me. And he'll say, I don't wear jewelry. I don't know.
I've got Western hats, but I wear,
I'll tell you this, for anybody that doesn't know, if you, as you can tell, need to know anything about a cowboy hat, Casey is your girl and has been for so long. And as we all know, you know, cowboys forever and ever have wore cowboy hats, but I'm going to step out on a limb and say that Casey is who really transformed the way that women wear hats. And you'll see women at the NFR or at the WESA trade shows or now just anywhere. They wear them as a jewelry almost. And I really would have to say that Casey is who transformed it into that.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. Well, I want women to feel comfortable in a hat. The thing that annoys me the most is when they say, I wish you would help me pick out a hat. I don't look good in hats. That just triggers me to no end because everybody looks good in a hat. You just need to pick the right shape and the right style and wear it the right way. I think the most important thing is always balancing fashion with function. And that's the conversation I've had for 20 years. I know, Casey, you compete like I have. You know, before I had twins, I used to still get to rope. But the top rule, I'm sure everyone who knows, you can never lose your hat. And around my house, if you lose your hat, your head better be in it. I mean, it better be one hell of a wreck.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's got to be the right sweatband, the right fit, and be able to pull it down and the crown have enough memory to possibly pop out, but then pop back into place so that you look good when you're doing your interview or taking a picture and it's not pulled down to your eyebrows with your ears tucked in. It has to fit both ways, in fashion and then in gritty function. So I always have those two things in mind simultaneously.
Well, you look great in a hat. Now, I may be guilty of one of those saying, oh, I don't look good in hats, you know, to wear. Of course, I wear them to compete in, but you always look great in a hat and obviously a good example. But again, for those listening, I'm sure everybody does know you, but for those that may not, you come from a rodeo family. You married into a rodeo family. You're raising little cowboys and cowgirls, and you are completely submerged in the Western industry in both competition and fashion. And to me, if I'm a retailer looking to carry hats, somebody like you that is not only designing and has the insight to look forward and trend forecast, and also knows the industry just inside and out on all facets of it, I'm coming to you and you can help, you know, because if you're carrying it in the store, it's just the knowledge that you can share. And that just goes, it parlays into helping market the items and all of the above. And like you said, there has to be something for everybody. So, and not only that, like you said, you shape your own. So anything that you could ever need with a cowboy hat, cowgirl hat, however you want to say it. That's what my daughter tells me. Mine's a cowgirl hat, not a cowboy hat. You are who to go to. You could do it all.
Oh, I hope so. I try really hard. And I think it does make it easier when you do live the lifestyle day in, day out. It's easy to be authentic because it does come naturally. But you do have to keep your eye on the past, the present, and the future, because all three things will still go into everyday design. We're always going to be modifying and hopefully improving. I know with straw hats, we use a lot of moisture wicking, pretty high-tech athletic fabrics that help keep your head dry and keep you from sweating out a straw hat in Texas weather. You know, just different advances. We've tried to do a perforation punch like what you use on a sweatband sometimes. We've done that in the crowns of hats to try and give them more air in the summertime. And on a black hat, you really can't see it. But some people see that and say, oh, that's genius. And then other people see it and say, it's too weird. You can't punch holes in a felt hat. So you just kind of have to figure it out. One of my favorite designs that I did in the past was to take a star-shaped punch and put them along the exterior border of the brim on a cowboy hat. And everybody relates that 5-point star to Texas. And I thought it would be the cutest thing to name this cowboy hat the Texapeel. And I think you were able to probably see that at the NFR for a lot of years. It was a white hat with stars punched all the way through the brim for a long time. It was very cute. But it's hard to innovate. And a lot of the things that you do, people don't adopt it. They don't like it. And then some of the things you think that they'll hate, it will never work. They take off like wildfire. And to be honest, some of my best designs were sheerly accidents. And I think that's the same story with the Reese's peanut butter cup and who got chocolate in my peanut butter. But I remember one time I requested someone to put a bound edge on a hat for me, and they with a ribbon, and they took the ribbon and they whip stitched the hat. Bestseller for about 5 years. It was so ugly, it was cute. But I love it when things like that happen because it makes for a really funny story. And all of the great things are rarely thought out. Sometimes they just happen.
Right. Just organically. Well, you've proven to have longevity in this industry and especially in Western fashion. Can you give us a little insight of maybe where the trend is going? I mean, hats have stuck around in women's Western fashion for quite a while now. Can you give us an insight of like some trend forecasting?
Yeah, I hope it does stick around because women look great in hats. It's a great fashion statement. It says a lot about your character. It protects you from the sun and the elements. And I think people are starting to realize how important that is. So I'm still seeing a lot more of like the open crown, flat brim, and Western. The bigger crowns and bigger brims, I think, are here to stay. And it allows you to put your own shape in the Western hats and create your own style, send your own message, and feel good in your hat that says what you want it to say about you. One thing that's really exciting in what I'm doing right now, we were one of the first licensees for Justin Brands, and we get to make their hat line, which is super exciting for us. And I have a lot of freedom. Like I mentioned, the Mahan line is luxury. It's the nicest quality hat on the market. But Justin, we can get a little fashion and a little crazy. And so Justin launched a line of boots called Justin Vintage, and they're beautiful. I feel like you know what they probably are. And great old stitching, good colors, just a great style. And I wanted to put together a Justin Vintage hat collection. And so that's what we previewed in January. It will launch this fall. You'll still see some of the pinch front crowns, flat brims. We added some upturned brims, some distress, some layered bands, little embroider, pencil curled. The edges, it just looks very custom, but at the same time, very vintage. And they're in some really cool colors. So those will be in stores in the fall. So we're really excited about that on the fashion forefront. And then we've also just completed straw. I know it sounds crazy, but we have to finish straw literally a year before it will ever hit the shelves for consumers. But that's what we'll be showing at WISA in August. Or the new straw styles. And one thing about straw that it really bothers me, it's getting very expensive. So you have to be real creative in what you make the hats out of. Because if we're being honest, we may only have a limited amount of money to spend on headwear. And I get that. I understand some people don't, but some people do. And I want everybody to have cool hats. So we've brought in, it's always popular to have Mexican palm. There is a Buri braid, and basically it's the same type of palm, but it's from the Philippines. And it's a little less expensive right now than the Mexican palm is because, you know, it's commodities and things change. So I always try to use the material that will be cost efficient and plentiful, like I mentioned earlier. I just want to make sure that we don't outprice ourselves. So that's about it. Some things that really speak to the Western crowd and the open crowns and flat brims, a fashion line with the Justin Vintage collection, And of course, Larry Mahan just stays very core Western. We do have a Hispanic market that we adore, but at the same time, you're going to see some core cowboy hats, really nice Western hats that you and I would wear, Casey.
I'm down. And I've even seen you wear hats to the beach. So
yes, you have to.
It's for that shade again. Mike, what kind of hat are we going to get you in?
I'm not sure what kind of hat you're going to get me in, but as I'm putting myself in the place of a retailer listening to this show, because we know that a lot of retailers listen to the show, maybe get ideas, and they're thinking, boy, this lady really knows how to design hats. I've heard the brand. Maybe it's a new retailer or it's a new management staff at a retailer, and they want to have either their first or a bigger selection. How do they go about doing business with Dorfman Milano? I think that you have a sales staff, correct?
We do. We do. We have a great group of reps that travel the U.S. and Canada. We have a great customer service team that works here out of the office most times, and they're always there to answer questions, answer the phone. We do have a great website as well that you can log on to. It's very easy to navigate. It does show all of our brands on the Dorfman side, and you'll see a lot of cool brands like Biltmore Vintage Couture and Scala, all older brands and very cool in their own right. I'm a huge fan. I'm wearing a Biltmore Vintage Couture hat today. Casey, you would love those. I'll have to share. But the website, actually all of our catalogs are on the website. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's also wholesale inquiries and things of that nature. But you can get our contact phone number and call customer service there from DorfmanMilano.com.
And if I remember from our conversation, you're selling only through retail. You're not selling e-commerce where someone comes in and orders a hat direct to be delivered the next day type of thing.
It is mostly wholesale. Now, we do have a site. It's called 10th Street Hats if you want to shop from our website, but it's mostly the dress hats and fashion items. There's no Western there. We depend on our Western stores to sell those for us.
And I'd like you to chat a bit about the relationship between your company and Wessa.
The relationship between our company and Wessa?
You bet.
It's long going. We've been around for a long time. And that's one of the things that I think is funny. If you don't talk about it, the story kind of goes away. We've been around so long that I think some of the newer people to the industry may have never heard of Milano. And Milano is simply the name of our company and our factory. We never had a brand, but we are known for making Larry Mahan and Justin hats. We've had a permanent showroom there as long as I can remember. And I would love to invite everyone to our showroom. We're on the 14th floor, and our showroom number is 14256. We have a great showroom. It's full of Larry Mahan's things. You just really have to. I could tell you about it, but you got to stop by and see it. It's just a cool place to be. And Mike, did you know what today is? Larry Mahan. It's been 1 year since he passed away.
Oh,
we
really?
Lost a legend in rodeo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. No doubt.
So I thought that was interesting when I realized the day our interview was scheduled. But yeah, our showroom, we're very proud to be part of the WESA show, and we're very proud of our showroom, and we invite anyone to stop by, see our product, meet our executives and sales reps, and just view our product.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy design day to chat with us. It's been a great conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Wisdom by WESA.
Aw, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
The show notes and links from today's show can be found at wisdombywesa.com. And feedback, we'd love to have yours. There's a contact link on that site.
The Wisdom by WESA show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on wisdombywesa.com. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. WESA, where the industry meets.